Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, I am surrounded by a couple of ladies who do an awful lot in this community, and you're going to hear all about it today on our Straight Talk program. Courtney Denton with Lifehouse, the Lifehouse Shelter for Women. And we also have a lady by the name of Alex Greenewald, who does a thing on the radio, but that's not why she's here today. She's here to talk about Pathways because she is the executive director down there. So ladies, welcome. And for those who do not know who you are, hard as that is to believe, I know it's almost impossible to believe.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you've been everywhere. You're like Chicken Man. You're everywhere. You're everywhere.
Now, but, humble us down here, Manny.
Well, here's the reality. Since the last time you were on the air together, we've probably had 10,000 more people move to the community. And they don't have the slightest idea who's who. So let's start with you, Courtney. Tell everybody a little bit about you and then a little bit about Lifehouse.
Well, it's always good to be with you, Manning, on Straight Talk, and I love spending time on the show with Alex. So this is a real treat today to be together. Courtney Denton, I'm on staff as the Director of Mercy and Women's Ministries at Westminster Presbyterian Church, and my role there has really allowed for an opportunity to engage the community. And a part of that was helping to start Pathways Community Center and being on the beginning board of Pathways, and really grateful for that. I'm married to Alex. We have two kids, Blakely and Banks.
Not me, Alex. Different Alex.
We have two kids, Blakely and Banks, and we have our beloved golden doodle, Dolly. And I also serve right now as the executive director for the Lifehouse. And as you mentioned, the Lifehouse is an emergency shelter for homeless women and women with children. We sleep about 60 women and 10 children every night in our community who are unhoused, who are in need of supportive service to help get them back on their path towards self-sufficiency. And we're really grateful that as a result of Pathways, we recognize a need in our community that was unmet. And so really to help fill the continuum of care, the Lifehouse started almost 4 years ago. December will be 4 years.
Wow.
And in those 4 years, we now have four locations.
I mean, one a year, right?
Right, pretty much. That's kind of how it's rolled out, yes.
Four locations.
Four
now,
locations.
I'm only familiar with three.
Well,
where's the fourth?
The fourth location is the newest one, and that's the True Home, the transitional house that just opened in June. But there are three emergency shelter locations, two on Wilson Street and then one at Pathways Community Center.
Quite a story. All right, only to be matched by...
Alex Greenewald. So I'll take it back. This community really has helped raise me professionally. I started off at Keystone Substance Abuse Services, really growing up there in the prevention department. So a lot of folks from law enforcement, school districts, parents got to know me because I was out there trying to prevent substance abuse amongst the youth. Vaping, opioids, alcohol, you name it. And I remember being back at Keystone when the name Pathways was first getting started, and everyone thought, wow, what an innovative model to have all these agencies under one roof working in collaboration to help the people that need it the most, those that might be experiencing homelessness or at risk of it. And at that time at Keystone, it was just a thought of, wow, pretty neat idea, but I never thought I would be a part of the mission to the depth that I am. Fast forward a couple years, and here I am as executive director, 3.5 years at Pathways, and it's just been a joy and a godsend of where I have landed to help serve so many great people and to see the transformation just grow over the past 6 years. So as Courtney mentioned, the Lifehouse is coming up on 4 years, and Pathways is now coming up on our 6 years. Last year, we had our big hoopla and celebrated our five-year anniversary.
You know, it's interesting when you say collaboration, because I can remember early on, there was a lot of speculation as to whether or not this was going to work, to bring a bunch of nonprofits together to work in a collaborative way so that one agency takes this responsibility, the other agency takes this, and right on down the line to help out the people who need help.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen with a snap of the fingers.
Right.
It happened by people being together and learning to trust each other, and that's the way it evolved.
I mean, it's really that. It's that common agenda, like the shared belief that we all have a piece to a puzzle and we want to help people advance towards self-sufficiency. None of us want the mentality of just giving a hand out. It's truly teaching skills, empowerment, moving people along this continuum of care. And it takes coordination. It takes collaboration, communication, the three C's that we beat the drum on every single day. But trust is a big one that you said, Manning. It takes relationships and trust. And here we are with 11 core agencies on site at Pathways, but I always say 16 because we have partners that use our space frequently throughout the week. And again, it's operational space to help reduce overhead costs for a lot of these nonprofits. And I think Courtney can certainly see that from the start.
Yeah, you know, I think it's really, having been in this community now for 25 years and thinking about the need that is in our community, we live in a community that is resource rich, and I think that is a real testament to this community. If there is a problem, we're going to work towards a solution, and I love being in this community because that's who we are.
Amen.
And so when we were gathering some of us to think about this idea of Pathways, you know, it was with the thought that we have individuals in this community who have need, and they're having to literally go all across town, not because we don't have the resources, but because the resources are spread out over several, you know, miles, if you will, sometimes further than that. So how do we bring that emphasis of commitment to this community together? And so when you think about a mall, you go to one place, and you go to the shops that interest you. You go to the shops that you need. And so this single point of entry for our community, bringing people to one place where they can receive the help and services that they need, was just a really great concept. And of course, it's not specifically new to this area. It's happening in other places. But I think what is unique to our area is how we do come together and how we have really sought to work collaboratively to ensure, far more than any one agency's benefit or gain, that the people of this community are helped. And that's what I love about it.
And that really plugs into like why we're here today anyways. When you talk about collaboration for a better community, we're stronger together. That's why we've joined together for a fundraiser. Have you heard about it, Manning?
Oh, I have. But I want to make one note before we get into that. To kind of put the icing on the cake was when the city started their free transportation system.
Mm-hmm.
So we could get people from point A to point B. Because as you pointed out, agencies are spread out all over the place, and they don't have no way to get there.
Yeah.
So now we do have a place, a way for them to get there.
We have to really give the city credit because they strategically plan locations, and one, of course, being a bus stop at Pathways, but all throughout the community, near shelters, the hospital district, food access. I mean, it was very well planned. And again, I think more communities are looking to these models, from eliminating systematic barriers like transportation, eliminating barriers to access to care. They're looking to our community, who has kind of paved that way, whereas we also are looking to other communities who are paving the way for affordable housing. And so that's just how it works. You're looking at who has the playbooks at work. Try not to reinvent the wheel.
And keep in mind that everybody that you all are working with are people who are coming to you and wanting help.
That's right.
These are not the hardcore smaller percentage out there that doesn't want any help.
Yeah. We have about 450 new individuals we've seen so far this year. Not one of them is court mandated. Not one of them is forced against their will. This is self-will to say, hey, I need some extra help to figure out where do I go, what do I do. There's no handouts. No one's dishing out cash, money, nothing. It's everyone's taking the tools, resources, and programs and moving baby steps each day to get better. And that takes time, but that is a very special thing to honor and recognize those that come through our doors and shelters.
Yeah, I think there's a stigma around homelessness or people who are in need of service that, you know, it's a certain type of people, it's a certain look of people. And I always want to emphasize that the people that we're serving, the 450 that have come to Pathways since the beginning of this year, you know, the 60 women and 10 children that we sleep every night, in most situations, you would never know of their circumstances. They don't look any different. They don't think any different. They just are in a situation where they're needing the help. And I'm so grateful now that we have this one place for them to be able to come to. And in that place, there's an intake process, an assessment process, and now there's immediate referral. And so when you think about the Lifehouse, for example, when a woman comes and says, I have nowhere to stay, now she's literally walking 10 to 15 steps down a hall to a bed that she's going to sleep in that night, where before there wasn't that option for someone like her.
If we had time, I'd tell the story how Lifehouse got started, but not going to do it now. We don't need a tearjerker right this moment. The success stories, you've seen them, and I think it's important for people, as we talk to them about where they should, you know, or things they should support, to know that there's a lot of success stories coming out of Pathways and Lifehouse.
Certainly. I know between both of us, we're every month posting our collective impact. For us, Pathways, it's collective impact. Mm-hmm. For Lifehouse, your success stories of the amount of women that have been moved. And we encourage the community, look us up, whether it's on Facebook or on our websites. It's pathwaysyc.org or
the Lifehouse Women's Shelter.
I mean, we're always promoting it, but the stories cannot capture the heart of the amount of people that are coming and receiving the care. These are just a glimpse of the ones that come through. But Manning, to the point, I mean, these are, it's stories that will change your mind and perspective about homelessness or poverty. It certainly did mine. When I walked through these doors for a job interview 3.5 years ago, I probably had some hardened thoughts around what homelessness and poverty looked like. And unless if you've ever walked in their shoes and experienced themselves, it's hard to really understand it from an empathy standpoint. But over time, you learn, to Courtney's point, people are not, they look no different from us. They think no different. They're just in a hardship. Think about medical bills that might spiral over something like a car crash, where you end up in the hospital with medical debt. Maybe then you have rent is increasing and you're trying to figure out how to make that work, all on top of you get laid off or you get let go from your job and now you don't have that steady source of fixed income. It's a lot of factors that we see folks that come through the doors.
I always remember this success story from Lifehouse. The lady, I don't know her name. Mm-hmm. But you got her back up on her feet, mm-hmm. and you got her a job down at the
Cambria
Hotel, right there next to the Sports and Events Center. And the next thing you know, she's being recognized and honored by
the
hotel,
yeah.
hotel management. Mm-hmm. And you all had made arrangements. One thing she was missing was transportation, mm-hmm. and you made arrangements for her to get a car.
That's right.
Woo!
Yeah, there's those opportunities that just really are so rewarding in what we're doing, because again, that car was a gift that was given by way of individuals in our community who heard that we have a woman who's excelling, a woman who has a lot of potential, a woman who's working really hard, obviously been recognized by her employer, but who also needs transportation to be able to help get her kids where they need to go as well. So you just put out this need, and then guess who responds? This community. And the community responded in such a favorable way that on that same day that she was recognized as being Employee of the Month, she was also gifted a new car.
Just incredible.
It's really incredible. So I think, you know, what we're trying to do, and I think about this a lot, is we're really just standing in the gap of people who just need an advocate. They need a support system. They need someone that cheers them on to say, you know what, you can do it. There is a brighter day. This is not the end as you might think it is, but we're here to help you, and we're going to ensure that we can be a bridge to help get you from where you are to ultimately where you want to be. Maybe that's a car. Maybe that's an education. Maybe that is help with transitional stay. Maybe that is ensuring that your child has access to daycare. You know, these are the types of services day in and day out that our case managers at the Lifehouse are ensuring for our women. And it's the same type of services that other agencies in our community are ensuring. And collectively and collaboratively, what we're making sure for everyone in this community through Pathways.
Well, suffice it to say, the problem is always going to be here. It's not going to get any smaller as our population continues to grow. To run these businesses, and they are businesses, takes money.
Yes.
The biggest chunk being security, yeah. mm-hmm. which we'll talk about here in a minute. But you all have decided, you know what, Pathways was birthed, and then Lifehouse came out of Pathways, and so we decided we're going to do something together.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of momentum when you bring people together. And, you know, we both are in a position, obviously, from an operation standpoint, where we're having to raise money. It is the gifts of this community. I've been asked recently, well, how is the Lifehouse funded? How is Pathways funded? It's funded by the generosity of individuals, businesses, and churches in our community. And then we are often able to apply for grants, which certainly help our budget. But it is the generosity of individuals who are contributing that make this a go. And what's unique about both of our budgets is that we're almost identical. We're about $850,000 a year in a budget, and a fourth of that is in a security expense. And we both have that in our budgets. And so we began to think about the fact that there's similarities to the financial operation behind both of these organizations. And there's a real sense of connectedness. Like, I'm not sure really where Pathways stops and the Lifehouse starts, because it just feels so connected at times. And so the fundraiser, this vision that we had was, why not, let's just celebrate that. Let's celebrate us coming together. We are stronger together. I believe that the Lifehouse is certainly better because of Pathways. I think Alex would say the same.
Oh, absolutely.
About Pathways because of the Lifehouse. And so let's just really hone in on that, and let's cheer for one another in a way that we can ultimately celebrate the success of both organizations. Rah, rah, people who come. And when I say that, there really is going to be some rah, rah.
It's going to be a fun time.
It's going to be a fun time. And the opportunity for us to collectively gather dollar. And we have a pretty lofty goal, and we're working our way towards that goal. Obviously, we need it to finish the year end strong, and so we're hopeful that we'll see. And we do have right now 34 sponsors who have already committed to give. We have 25 tables for Thursday's event, but we still have some seats available. So we're hoping that some of you hearing today will want to be a part of what's happening this Thursday.
He's going to be with us. I know that.
Oh yeah, Charlie.
Yeah, he's going to be sitting in our
table.
The man,
myth, the legend.
Charlie's
going to
be
rolling
there.
In.
Attaboy, Charlie. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you another day off. See, that's what you need. He's all.
Manning, I will say something that stood out last year as we've all done our own individual fundraising events historically, is that we were seeing the same shared donors and volunteers attend all these different nonprofit events. And I think it's also being a good steward of you all, our community, who come and support us. How can we come together, save you an extra date and time to celebrate? Because the more we're together, the more we're able to celebrate. And to Courtney's point, this Thursday, our joint fundraiser, which kicks off at 11:30 a.m., seats are still available. We have $100 ticket sales. We're hoping people come out, because it's not just going to be your traditional show up, hear a story, eat a good meal. There's some fun little things we have sprinkled in. And, of course, you wouldn't expect anything less with Courtney and I.
And with that, we're going to take our mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So, what we do here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, is our specialty is fresh subs and salads. How we do them is in the white letters, and everybody at the count of three, including you up there with the yellow shirt on, are going to say it out loud. Are you ready, Ron, over there? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Stuck in the office? Can't get away from school? Then go to our website, mysubstationii.com, click on your delivery choice, place your order, and they'll bring your sub or salad to you at home, school, the office, or even where you're watching the game. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch, whenever you want. So, you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Ready for a win-win? For a limited time, upgrade your ride for less and score a chance to win the ultimate football experience. That's right. From now until October 31st, apply for an auto loan at a reduced rate with Founders Federal Credit Union, and you're automatically entered to win 4 tickets to the Clemson versus USC game in Death Valley on November 30th, an exclusive Death Valley experience and a Founders tailgate package. Stop by a Founders office or apply online today. Visit foundersfcu.com/auto to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. No purchase necessary. Membership qualification required.
If you have tried traditional weight loss methods of diet, exercise, and medications and failed to see lasting results, you may be a candidate for bariatric surgery at Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Our three board-certified surgeons have performed more than 1,000 minimally invasive robotic surgical weight loss procedures, which can be very effective in long-term management of weight. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, offering comprehensive weight management and weight loss services supporting patients on their journey to wellness. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
If life is getting in the way of having your favorite substation sub or salad, there is a solution. Just go to our website, MySubstationII.com, click on your delivery choice, place your order, and they'll bring it to you wherever you are. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. This is Charlie Ruffalo, and I paid for this message.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Alex, by now you know that when I say be quiet because the mic is hot. So whatever you're saying behind the scenes is probably on the air right now.
I'm talking about you.
Yeah, right.
You know my other co-host, Lucas McFadden on Palmetto Mornings. We just are usually singing. We're going with the punches.
Okay, so we got this event coming up Thursday.
Yes, this Thursday.
This Thursday, the 7th of November. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, 7th. 7th of November. It's going to be held where?
At the Transformation Center, the Kenneth Monroe Transformation Center off of Saluda Street.
Great place to have it. Lots of parking, all ground level. Couldn't have been nicer. Very nice. Okay. So the idea behind this is not only to tell the story of what Lifehouse and Pathways are doing.
Certainly, but most people know, so for the most part, about us. It's kind of telling the story from this year onward, what's been going on, the collaboration. I know a lot of people might be new, but majority coming have heard our birth story, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, this is more of the collective impact. How are we really making a difference in the community? And now 4 years in the community and 6 years in the community, there's some real things to show that's happening as a result.
Mm-hmm. All right. Be a nice meal, I'm sure. And
yes.
A lot of...
It's actually going to be delicious. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it. Some pimento cheese sauce, some
shrimp
chicken.
And grits.
Ooh. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
So we want people to understand that this is an important part of the community's infrastructure. I mean, you talk about business parks, right? You talk about all these sports and events centers that we have, all the athletic facilities. This is just as important as any of them, because we want Rock Hill to be a place where everybody has a chance. Mm-hmm. And that's what Pathways and Lifehouse are giving, mm-hmm. is a chance for somebody who's fallen on hard times. And if you don't think you can fall on hard times, mm-hmm. you've never been without a job, you've never lost a paycheck, you've mm-hmm. never lost a loved one. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, the dominoes start to fall.
It can happen.
One at a time, yes.
It's the economic infrastructure, like you mentioned. I think the nonprofit community as a whole is critical. Think about your employees that might be struggling. Where do you send them for EAP program assistance? It might be some of our agencies. And certainly we do have partnerships with some local businesses that send employees that are coming down on some hard times. So I think, to your point, we play a big piece of the puzzle here, which is why we need their help. But certainly when you think about our community that's grown and gotten stronger, think back to your banks, OTS Media, to the churches and the schools, how much they've grown because the community has supported them and poured into them. We can say the same thing. We wouldn't be where we're at if it wasn't for them, but yet we still need them as we continue to sustain, grow, and thrive our nonprofits.
Yeah, and I think just to echo that point, we genuinely need each other. When I think of women that we have sheltered, I think of women who work for our school district.
Yeah.
I think of women who work in law offices in our community. I think of women who are serving in tourism industry here in Rock Hill. I can continue to list. So we are sheltering women who are contributing to our community.
Oh, sure.
In the way that, thankfully, our businesses and churches and individuals are contributing to the Lifehouse. It's that exchange where without one or the other, our community is not the same.
And the programs that you all put your people in, they're run in such a way with a design to get you back up on your feet. Mm-hmm. I always am more familiar, I think, with what goes on. You have to help me here, Alex.
With what?
Oh, What is the men's shelter at the
Pathways? Bethel?
Bethel Day
or
Shelter.
Or the Haven.
The Haven.
The Haven.
Shelter.
You keep going. We can name some more if you need us to. We've got 16.
The Haven has like a 93% success rate.
Oh, yes.
And getting guys back up on their feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they do it by giving them a place to sleep, mm-hmm. a place to eat. Mm-hmm. They make them save their money. The list goes on. And you do the same thing at the Lighthouse.
And that's under Nancy Landerman's leadership. And she's done a fantastic job.
Yeah, and I think when you consider where people are and where people are wanting to go, again, it just goes back to helping to be that bridge to help get them there. So we are gap fillers. I mean, that's really what we are. But you have so many people who are resilient and dedicated, and they want to move forward on a path to self-sufficiency. They just need some basic things to help them get there. I have recognized in my own life how much I take for granted just the essentials. Having a shelter.
Yeah.
Having a warm bed, having a meal, having a pantry that has food in it, having a car that will get me around town, having the means to afford gas to put in the car, being able to have insurance for medical bills. You know, those are really just essentials to being able to live. And so I have certainly grown in my own appreciation of these basic needs that I have and that are met. And here we are just trying to help fill that gap for people, because one basic need short can literally be the difference, a trajectory that is entirely different than what somebody had intended for their life. And we get to help change that trajectory for them.
You said something earlier that I think needs to be expanded upon, is a profile of what we think is coming through the front door, Pathways and the Lighthouse. These are people, a lot of these are professional people
Absolutely.
Who have hit a wall for some reason.
Yes.
And they just need help to get themselves reorganized and find a path forward so they can get back to where they were.
Yeah, well, our wage earnings is a big part of that. You know, our housing market exceeds what people make. So we can't afford to live in our community on account of a certain percentage. And that number is growing. So when you think about the fact that, you know, data shows us that we really need to make $27 an hour to afford 3 times rent, or you think about mortgage, for those basic expenses that we're going to run into, every single one of us, every month. When you do the math, what you realize is that housing puts you at about a $1,500 a month payment. And so how do you afford to pay 1,500 times three if you're not making $27 an hour? So again, that gap filler is just helping to bridge a gap where we're short on account of some of the just inflation scenarios that are affecting all of us.
And I've observed this year specifically, as inflation as a whole, you're seeing your white collar workers come through our door. I'll never forget a father coming in his suit and tie. And once you hear their story, it's a single father, just went through a divorce. The fees add up with the divorce. Now he's left to take care of his 4 children of middle to high school age, trying to get one into college. It just was hard times. And that was one example of more we've seen this year. To Courtney's point, it's tougher to live, work, and play when there's not enough affordable living options and wage gaps.
Go ahead.
All right, so this is why we really are excited to have the community to support us this Thursday. It's our joint fundraiser event. We're going to have a keynote speaker, Kathy Izzard, an award-winning author and speaker that will be there to talk about how she's overcome this in Charlotte, homelessness, mental health, and affordable housing. Come hear about the great work happening between Lighthouse and Pathways, but certainly the way ahead, the way forward. And you can find out more information at the LifehouseWomenShelter.org. That's where you can purchase tickets for $100. And we have 30 seats left for tickets.
It's going fast. Get yours today.
That's good. Courtney Denton, Alex Greenewald, you guys do great work. Pleasure to be around you today. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax you with Founders, and, of course, by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good pharmacies as with us are at your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, one more time, because you did it so well. Fresh subs and salads, 6 days a week here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. How we do it is in the white letters, and look who's here just in time to do it. Ready, direct from Columbia, State Representative Randy Lagan at the count of three.
Garden,
one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.